never come back. Welcome everybody to Studio 76, the post show.
Just got done with the live show.
I am your secondary discount host, Collins, and we'll start with my right.
I'm Tyler. I'm the equipment manager.
I'm Andrew. I'm just part of studio, man.
Yeah, the best part.
I'm going to be on staff next semester, though.
Are you?
Cool. Yes, I am. Okay. So.
I'm Cameron. I'm the studio manager and your other host that was on the live show.
Back in action.
Yep.
In the corner.
I am the barefoot rocker.
Also yeah, what's Cameron your name?
Till. Well, didn't
Cameron
you know?
Till. Yeah, it's Cameron Till, also known as Cameron One.
And yeah. I'm Doug. I produced this one. And
you
I'm
did. You did a fantastic
here.
Job producing it. I don't know exactly what you did, but...
That's the thing is like
That's the best kind of producer is when you don't know they're there.
Is it though?
Yeah, but everything works anyway.
Short of and I think there's some people that disagree with you on that. Short of getting everything.
That goes for everything.
Yeah. Short of getting everything like figured out who's doing what, who's hosting and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much it. I did a lot of front end work it felt like, and then when we were getting set up I sat down for a minute because I was tired. But no, it went well. Once we started and everything, it went really well.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Cameron Jackson, the other host. I'm going to call him C2.
Cool.
That's easier.
C2.
You and C2 freaking crushed it as hosts.
Thank you.
I just have to say that I love the costume.
The costume.
Yeah.
The pumpkin
the
tux.
Pumpkin suit was great.
The David S. Pumpkins
awesome.
Thing. Oh, there is an inside pocket.
Dude,
nice. Now, are these outside pockets real? They
no, the
not.
Outside. All of the outside pockets are fake, but there's one inside pocket that I just discovered.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I would put anything. I had to, like, tie a string around my waist because
yeah,
it was just slightly too
that.
Big.
Why don't you just wear a belt?
Because
it doesn't have belt loops.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a crappy suit,
yeah,
dude.
What kind of
Spirit,
them?
Yeah, Spirit Halloween. Spirit Halloween dropped so many balls when I was getting
you
this.
You could even say that they're slacking.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I went to the Spirit Halloween in Ogden, and their medium didn't have any pants, so I went to Riverdale, which is like a 10-minute drive for those of you who don't live here, and after saying hi to Archie, I went there and I bought another medium that did have pants, got home, found out the pants were double extra larges, they were mismatched, so I had to drive all the way back to get normal pants.
So when you said medium, my initial thought for some reason... was like spiritual guide medium, not medium sized clothing.
Yeah, yeah. Like the medium that was on our ghost hunt.
Yes.
That didn't let us talk to the ghost.
Yeah, or really do much.
Dude,
but
yeah,
okay.
The edit on that was fantastic.
What's
was
next for the ghost
it.
Hunting crew? What's the next?
I want to do. I wanna
there's
do
a house.
There's yeah. There's
a house.
There's a house by
the lake.
Apparently, that's cursed.
House by the lake.
Where like the guy who built it went crazy or
ooh.
Something.
He just like lost
his
whole
lost
family
his
just
mind.
Went nuts.
Yeah,
oh
and
God.
His family.
Yeah.
His wife left him or something.
Hopefully, by that time, we might have like we'll be better at it. So. We'll actually like use better mics instead of just the shotgun mic.
And
like,
find a ghost
we'll,
this time.
Yeah, and we
ghost.
May find a ghost this time. You never know.
They're
maybe
tricky.
You'll be able
they're
to get
pretty hard to find. So
yeah.
Maybe you'll be get some of that night vision stuff or whatever.
Maybe that's
that'd be dope.
That's hard to do. That's
for sure. But
that's a hard one. But no, I think the biggest thing is just using logs, making sure we get that figured out.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, the ghost hunt, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I was, like, crapping my pants by
that
the
was...
end, but, you know.
You don't show it. That's one thing that... someone brought that up.
Yeah.
Andrew, you brought that up.
I should.
That you feel scared a lot, but you don't look scared.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah,
yeah
like during the...
I need to emote my scarediness.
Yeah, like, during Scaredy Cats, like,
mean,
you were scared the whole time, but...
Yes, I was.
You looked pretty stoic.
Oh,
yeah.
I was not.
You don't want to force it, but yeah, I was saying during Scaredy Cats that it's just like,
it's just
there's that
waiting,
one,
yeah.
There's the one where you jump scared, but the rest of the time you said that you're scared, and I was just like, is Doug actually scared, or is
oh,
it?
No, I am 100% bona fide terrified during those.
I am scared.
But we also decided that we need to come up with a different game.
You need to wear headphones, dude.
No.
Yes.
Yes, that's what's going
to
make it better.
And
you
need
really
to have the
no.
lights off.
If you want to elevate the content...
They
you
are?
There,
just
yeah.
Have, like, the TV in front of us.
And then these are all set up differently.
With the barn doors
yeah.
closed.
Barn
really?
Doors closed and a flag
okay,
in front of
well,
that
then,
one.
Yeah, in that case, that works really well because it looked pretty...
It looked
see,
a lot brighter.
Everybody. Yeah.
It looked a lot brighter than I thought it did, but that's something we could easily...
And we can always do color correction on that.
Yeah, we can change that later.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to wear headphones, guys.
It'll make it scarier,
don't I know it will. That's why I don't want to wear headphones.
That's why we got to do it.
That's why I don't want to wear them.
That's the point of the video, though.
I know.
We'll wear them with you.
Did you How, have... though? We don't have enough paddles.
I have paddles. We can bring paddles in on the days that we do it.
And that's so many headphones, and I'm just so scared to do it.
I mean, would that make it easier for, like, recording your audio? Because you don't have it also coming out of the TV?
Oh, no, we'd still... Yeah, you're right.
Because you would...
You don't get a lot of that anyway.
Yeah, the way we have it set up, it doesn't really do that. I'm more trying to think of excuses to where I don't have to wear headphones, because I don't want to wear headphones.
That's part of the reason why it's not so scary, is because you're not getting a lot of that audio out of there.
I'm okay with that. I know the audience isn't okay with that, but I'm okay with it. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, if we either come up with a better game, or...
You gotta get something scarier.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just switch to a game and just make fun of it.
I'm voting Outlast.
You did a really good job.
Outlast is a really good one.
I said you guys did a really good job of making fun of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really funny making fun
it's
of
Evil
it.
Evil Within is definitely good fodder for making fun of the game.
And I think, yeah, that's probably what we do more of than anything in that.
If you
want to
get scared, Outlast is a good one.
Is it?
It's considered just a generally good
game. Does it have jumps? Like, is it jumpy?
Yeah.
I don't like jumpy.
Well,
but the audience does, and
that's
the problem.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want you to jump.
I am ticking off Cameron 1 back here.
You have something to say?
Cameron 1's always ticked off.
No, he's not.
What?
I am
so TO'd. He was just yelling at me the whole time. Like, you're doing a bad job.
Hey, guys, I love you all. Except
we
him.
I love you, Doug.
I'm pointing at Collins.
You're pointing at Collins, yeah.
I adore Collins.
Oh, thank you.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know. Audience can figure that out. Like, I'm talking to this theoretical audience.
It's up for interpretation.
There were
two people listening.
21 people watching, and three of which were related to me.
You had
I was getting texts during the show that were like, you're doing so good.
That's awesome. I love you, hon.
Why are these guys you're interviewing talking more? They look so stiff.
They're
you guys
scared.
Look kind of sad, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you kind of look like you're, like, depressed or something.
Like, I'll tell you, a weekend like that.
Say, I think
I know. I think
out.
That word.
A weekend like that will burn
you.
You
were
out.
Supposed to look tired.
Yeah, dude, we're exhausted.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah,
I would
take
probably
this suit off at some point.
Take off the jacket.
I'm looking forward to
I got
an early
bedtime. I got some
tonight.
Looks on camera.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
first time in days.
You two crashed in the studio.
No,
studio,
no, these two
did.
Luckily, I live across the street, so I ran home real fast.
Left
and I came back.
Studio?
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, did you bring a sleeping bag or something?
Cameron brought two sleeping pads, luckily.
That's what I'm going to do during the 78-hour or the 40-hour.
That's
what
I'm
going to
do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring sleeping
72-hour?
Camping stuff into the studio and crash in there.
Yeah.
Well, like,
yeah,
I
that's
like,
going to
be
a run. I didn't plug that
it's
going to
be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
what?
I didn't plug the $48 correctly.
We didn't do anything
that's
correctly.
Okay.
We did it good enough.
And hey, in showbiz, good enough is better than perfect.
Because, I mean, like, well, during the weekly update,
there.
I was reading the words on the teleprompter, but I didn't know what anything
yeah,
meant
you
on
were,
there.
You
I'm
were
gonna
going
to be honest. I had
well,
no
because
idea
the,
what the small, medium fry thing was.
Yeah, what was that?
I missed that.
I have no clue.
It was just there? I was like, small, medium fry, women, like, okay.
There's like something along
who put a question mark on the teleprompter?
It was like, if you care about stats, a small fry doesn't equal a medium fry.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that even mean?
I was so confused.
Why is that in here?
He's like, why are you giving me a bunch of sports stuff to read out without any context? I have no idea what any of this is.
Yeah.
Like,
think,
yeah, we said something like the like,
I think I out
there was
of
a location that both of us were like.
Oh, yeah, so like Steel Grill or something?
Like the other,
I don't know.
I was like, what? That sounds like an actual
restaurant.
Grill.
It sounds like a restaurant.
I was too busy being relieved that my Ghost Hunt video didn't blow out any speakers or eardrums.
I mean, I blew out
so
some speakers.
Did you not
again.
Do audio?
No, I did.
Yeah.
I had bumped it up a ton.
Oh.
Because it was
sorry.
Super quiet.
I mean, to be fair, I told
it.
You I was going to shout.
So I bumped it up a lot.
Not you.
And got it to like -3, -6. But I've always just had a hard time with audio. Correcting, like in my podcast class last semester, we had to do a podcast in the intro. You know, we were talking about Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I remember that. I
the
remember
intro
that
was great, sounded awesome. And then we started talking, it was like,
oh no.
And B just like immediately mutes it. And I'm just like, crap. Shoot. Because all I did was put them together, I didn't level it out. So.
Oh,
it was a big oopsie-daisies on my part. And then my other class, I had audio, and it was super quiet. So I'm trying to find that happy medium, and it's really difficult.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. When I edit podcasts, I have to edit them like second by second.
Really?
Just so I don't have that problem.
I'm pretty laissez faire when I do it.
Yeah, especially if
I just look at the waveform. It's like, that's too big.
Bring that down.
I'm growing to like learning, listening to myself talk.
Yeah, it's hard for sure.
I think you got a good voice. I think I was telling Chelsea, I think you're a really good host. So
thank you.
Yeah, Collins is a good.
You
host.
Are too.
I was it's part of my
master. Good host. You are not.
Only Collins is a good one.
I'll just leave now.
It's all part of my master plan to get out of doing any actual work here. Just host everything.
See, guys, I have a face for radio. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, I've got an okay face.
Now that I shave, I definitely have a face for radio. And it's unfortunate, but
at least we have immortalized your last time with a beard.
Yes.
In the movie.
Well, yeah. That we shot. I shot like three videos that week.
It'll grow back.
I also have a video that has him with a beard.
Yeah, we have his.
So once that gets uploaded, then it'll be immortalized as well.
Yeah, so we have his video, we have my video,
yeah.
And we have Lamb Chop, all with the beard.
So technically,
a new role.
Yeah,
shaving your beard should have been a piece of content.
Yeah,
you should.
It should. I should have.
We did it by accident.
The problem
basically is,
I was pretty much like naked because I was about to get in the shower when I was doing it. I was like, yeah, no one wants to see this.
I mean, someone's gonna want to see that. Don't rule out the possibilities.
Wow.
And Collins is saying this, looking at me. So therefore,
there are infinite possibilities for what the audience wants.
I hope the audience doesn't want.
You
want
to build an audience? That's one way of doing it.
Get naked.
Get naked. Yeah.
All right. This is going somewhere that we.
Yeah, we should probably bring it back to the show.
That's what's supposed to be called.
Yeah. Let's bring it back this way.
So, what's everybody's favorite part of the show today?
I really liked the pumpkin prank.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
That was I didn't get any audio with it, but I watched it, and that was really funny.
Oh,
the subtitles were hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a big-ass pumpkin.
You got to get the audio with it, too. You got
to
watch the audio version.
It's so much funnier.
Stay tuned for Kiefer's next prank video, which is also going to be
really
funny. Don't spoil
hilarious.
It. No,
we can't talk about it yet.
Kiefer's got some funny prank videos.
The next prank video is going
to
be awesome.
That's the prank guy, yeah. He's recruiting people, too, if you want to go help. Mess with people on campus.
No.
So I saw you throw the pumpkin into the pond.
Yeah.
Is it still out there or did you fish it out?
As far as I know, it's still there.
Yeah.
I threw it and then Kiefer and I turned around and we're like, all right, we got to get out of here now.
Gotta leave.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that's funny.
Did you see the Weber State social media account posted a goose game meme? From the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they posted that with the goose.
Goose on campus.
Is that the name? The name of the game is
Untitled
Goose
Game.
Game.
Yeah.
And Untitled Goose
Game.
Yeah.
But
anyway, guys, I'm going to dip out.
All right.
So, Cameron Till, you can have my chair.
I don't know. I'm pretty cozy right here.
I'm following Doug because I got to work.
All right.
Bye,
but
everyone.
Let's just end.
It's been a pleasure.
Trying to end the show and everyone's just like walking out.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to end the show yet. I've got.
Come with Doug.
After last time where we sort of. Bye. After last time where we sort of meandered for a bit, I thought it'd be fun to come up with some fun segments.
Okay.
And what I'm calling this segment is Studio 76 Hedgehogs. So what we're going to do is we're gonna find your hedgehog. And
if you type in your name.
Your name plus
the
hedgehog?
The
hedgehog. Yeah.
I've done that.
Okay. Well, who hasn't done that?
I have not done that.
You have not done that? Okay,
so
we can knock out both Camerons at once.
Oh,
so
I'm
we will
Google.
I'm
going to come over there and look at
Cameron
it.
Cameron the... How do you spell hedge? That's not how you spell hedge. How do you spell...
H-E-D-G-E-H-O-G.
Thank you. Cameron the hedgehog. Okay. There's Cameron the cat...
Or furries, that's
don't
what that
want. Yeah, well, because, it's a thing where if a name exists, you have a hedgehog sona that somebody has made.
So much fan art.
Collins, we'll get to Collins the Hedgehog. Here's a good one. Cameron the Hedgehog. He's green. He's got sort of like a glowing red tip of his hair. He's got a sport. He plays basketball. Okay. Hi, my name's Cam. Oh, let's have you read this. Read your hedgehog.
Is there always
something? Hi, my name's Cameron. I'm Sam's brother. Oh, she didn't mention me, did she? Well, anyway, let me tell you about myself.
I like basketball, soccer, sports in general. Oh, I love the earth. I love gardening, and I have really big crush on this girl named Crystal. She has the same hair as me. Do you like how I look? I think it's weird how Sam's birthday is her first initials. What? And smiley face. Well, that's it. Peace.
I have a lot
there's
of...
There's a lot of times where I was like reading it, and I was like, is that a girl?
I mean,
I guess it's a guy.
Somebody who would do that would have a crush on a girl named Crystal.
Crystal. Yeah, Sam's birthday is her first... Okay. Is there another Cameron we can... Because some of the wikis are... Like, the page for Collins the Hedgehog is
pretty
good.
Maybe try with K. I don't know.
So
is there, like...
Here's some deviant art. Explain this. Okay, so the Sonic the Hedgehog fandom is vast and wild. As is, there's a good one. Oh, okay, this is a good one. Okay, and basically, in any fandom, once it gets to a certain point, there gets a trend of people making original characters, and the Sonic fandom is inundated with that. So, basically, yeah, you can Google your name plus the Hedgehog and you'll pull something up. We have, so that was first Cameron. I've got another Cameron the Hedgehog for... The other one, like here, like even the post is like, well, I said I wouldn't make any more FCs, which I'm guessing is like fandom character, maybe?
Okay.
Original character. He wanted to expand Zach the Hedgehog's family and have a brother. So we have Cameron 2 the Hedgehog. No, Cameron 1. This is Cameron 1 the Hedgehog. His name is Cameron. He has no known nicknames. 17 years old. He's a hedgehog. Unlike his brother, who is a... L-E, I'm assuming lawful evil hedgehog.
Okay.
He's heterosexual. He has unknown relationship status. Ooh. Unknown abilities. And his personality is similar to Zach's, but a lot more cheerful and liking towards people due to him not having a traumatic life like Zach's.
What?
But he does miss his older brother, still despite him being gone for several years.
Dude, this person was lazy making their character.
Yeah, this is not good. And here's some good comments. Neat, but the pants look odd.
How's neat?
They do look odd.
It's like they tried to do wrinkles on jeans.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, so what's up?
Like
nothing.
Flies.
I just woke up. Must be feeling fresh, eh? I guess. I'm kind of tired mainly. XD. I had a hard time getting out of bed. Lol, I always do. Very nice. I like the outfit. 8D. That's a...
What?
Happy face.
Crazy
like,
happy face.
Crazy happy face. This is some DeviantArt comments. Thank you very much. I just threw out my inspiration there instead of making a separate character. It looks good, bro. Great job. Thanks again. I kind of failed at trying to make the pants more detailed, though. They look fine. Okay.
This is weird. I've never done
this. This is weird. You want me to... Okay.
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, let's do Tyler the Hedgehog. T-Y-L-E-R. The Hedgehog. Oh, boy. The un-Mario wiki. Oh, is there an actual Tyler that... I'm going to ignore that fan art. My goodness.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Did you get some good stuff?
Oh, boy. We've already got some stuff on this page. May not be for younger viewers. Oh, wow.
Oh,
dude, Tyler the Hedgehog is
ripped.
Whoa.
Yeah, remember, no swearing on the podcast. So I...
We can't?
No, you can't. Because it gets uploaded
swore.
As not explicit.
Yeah,
I'll fix it.
Yeah.
Tyler the Hedgehog is a magnificent beast that roams southern Ontario, serving as a heroic lifeguard. He is ripped. He protects North America from infidels, particularly terrorists, neckbeards, Eminem, nostalgia critic, and Cheeto rats. Okay. Ooh, wow. He fends off terrible criminals and Greeks trying to invade the continent. Okay.
I'm a freaking hero, man.
Tyler appears in Super Smash Bros. Volleyball and Mario Hoops 9-on-9, where he and Cold Steel the Hedgehog form the Bad OCs team. Trivia. Tyler the Hedgehog is a true American hero. He's related to Shrek. Every person he meets hates him because he's full of himself. Yeah, so his real name is Tyler the Hedgehog, also known
Chad.
As full of himself.
Yeah.
Birth, not a good day for society. Age, 69 years old. Health, full of himself. Family and relatives, Sonic and Shrek. Imposters,
Sonic and Shrek.
To haters. Death, hopefully soon.
Oh,
I feel like that's our thoughts on... So we've got a gallery.
My thoughts on what?
There's Tyler before your death. We want it to happen soon. there's a picture of Tyler before steroids. Tyler's anime phase. Tyler taking his shirt off, and Tyler working out. It's basically just swole
Tyler, Sonics. Tyler's pretty much a Chad name, too. Chad and Tyler are pretty, like, interchangeable.
Not to be confused with Tyler the Neckbeard. That's a different character. But it's got no link to it. Wow, that fan art. The heck is that? The original source of the image has been taken down, but it has been archived on the Wayback Machine.
And on that note, I'm going to have to say goodbye to the podcast as well.
Okay, bye. We'll end with Collins the Hedgehog.
Thanks for having... Actually, I'll stay for this.
Dude, I looked this up a while ago, and... Okay, we've got Jim Collins talking about the hedgehog concept, and now I'll never be able to find him.
Yeah.
Dang it. Yeah. Oh, dang, there was one. Dang it. Why did Jim Collins have to talk about the hedgehogs?
Just put Collins the Hedgehog with Sonic quotes around it.
Oh, okay. Collins the Hedgehog. Dang it, that's an L.
Uh-oh.
My bad, I'll fix it.
The Hedgehoggle?
The Hedgehoggle. Okay, because I remember doing this in school. There he is.
Whoa. That looks just like Shadow.
Sir Collins the Hedgehog. Thank you. He is... Okay. Sir Collins the Hedgehog, age 20, gender male, species hedgehogs. And, he's calm, quiet. It says quiet, but it says quiet.
You didn't
quiet.
Want to mention that you're gay?
He's gay, I'm not.
Okay, sorry.
But, I mean,
that's right.
Collins the Hedgehog is his own hedgehog. He's calm, quiet, focused, and a bit aggressive during battle, shy and quiet around new people. He's also loyal, noble, curious, playful, and stubborn. He's a black hedgehog with 4 upturned quills in the front and 2 downward quills at the back. All his quills has white stripes on them. White markings around his eyes, tan muzzle, red chest fur, then red stripes on arms and legs. Sometimes wears a red collar or white bandana around his neck. Silver and red armor over his body and quills, a silver helmet. Also wear a plain white shirt and white gloves, gold rings, bracelets on his wrists and ankles, and blue and white jet shoes. He likes sword fighting, training, Sir Lancelot, sleeping, cooking, playing the flute, reading, and dragons. He doesn't like being along, doctors, smoke, fire, bullies, seeing his family hurt and when he can't train. He can use a chaos spear and chaos control and control water. He owns a sword named Iblis that he can summon. His element is water. His quote is, "Never give up and keep fighting."
Oh my gosh.
At a young age, Colin's mother was killed by bandits and he was found by Sir Lancelot and he took care of him. Now he's training to become a knight on the round table. But just on it.
On top of it.
Yeah, he's on top of it. He has a crush on King Sonic. That's specifically for Sonic and the Black Knight roleplay. Shadow the Hedgehog for regular roleplay. Oh, Cameron's got his head in his hands. His turn-ons is... He likes...
King Sonic.
Rubbing it... I'm just going to skip all that. And I'm going to... he doesn't like certain things, including pain, yelling, and blood. He can summon his sword and armor whenever he wants, and hermaphrodite. The way that's worded makes me think he can summon a hermaphrodite. Just like, there! I summon you! There's some awesome, Shadow approves of this, and hot, H-A-W-T. So yeah, there's Sir Collins the Hedgehog. I remember my friend Matt did this, and Matt the Hedgehog was in there was like a poll at the bottom. It's like, who do you think Matt the Hedgehog should be in a relationship with? And it was like, this character.